The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. He spent the entire night in prayer. Can you imagine if you're one of the apostles and you see our Lord ascending the mountain, and we can presume that they ascended the mountain with him, otherwise how would they have known that he spent the entire night in prayer and did not sleep? But how much they would have learned from that one experience, just to see our Lord, to watch the way he prayed. Did he kneel throughout the night? Were there times of silence? Were there other times where he cried out to the Father with his eyes raised to the skies? And how much they would have learned just to understand, gosh, there are things that are worth spending an entire night praying for. And in order to do so, he separates himself from the things of the world. He goes apart. He leaves behind all distractions so that he can just commune with the Father. It was a great example to the apostles, but why? Why did our Lord spend the entire night in prayer? And I've heard many, many different reasons given. The most common of people will say, oh, well, he was asking the Father to reveal to him who he was supposed to choose. You know, Father, which of the 12 do you want? To be enlightened or to be strengthened to continue on his mission? Our Lord Jesus Christ is God. He is totally one with the Father. He did not need to be enlightened. He had the fullness of wisdom. He was omniscient and he was omnipotent. So why did he pray? St. Ambrose says this: the Lord prays not to ask things for himself, but to intercede on my behalf. He implores the Father for our sakes, for he is our advocate. Think of the times when we hear of our Lord praying when he's at the Last Supper. And he says to Peter, Satan has desired to sift all of you like wheat, all the apostles. But I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail. Or when he says also at the Last Supper, I've prayed not only for you, but for those who would believe through you. He's a priest. He's the one eternal high priest. And what does a priest do? He mediates between God and man. He's our advocate, our intercessor. And so beautifully, St. Paul says, this is his role for all eternity. He sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. And St. Paul also says, in his earthly life, as he prayed for us, he did so with loud cries and tears. So much does he love us. And I want to close with this. When every single one of us was baptized, we begin to share in our Lord's life. And part of sharing in his life is to share in his mission and to enter into, therefore, his priesthood and his intercessory prayer. St. Augustine says that when we pray, Christ prays in us. And when we pray at the right hand of the Father through him. Let us ask for the grace to enter ever more deeply into his intercessory prayer.